Shell Alaska is asking the federal government to review a new set of plans for drilling in the Arctic. Shell Vice President for Alaska Pete Slaby says the company will seek to drill 10 exploratory wells over two seasons, starting in 2012. Even though Shell has been working to get an air permit for 5 years, Slaby says there are hopeful signs that things can now move forward.
We're certain, and I think the EPA is certain as well, is our air emissions will not be harmful for any of the communities in the area. And I think that's been borne out even under the most rigorous conditions. It's not a challenged airship per se, and we've put a lot of controls in place to make sure it stays unchallenged. So we feel better about that.
The company plans to file its plans with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, or BOEMER, on Wednesday. The plan calls for two drill rigs. One will drill two wells each year in the Beaufort Sea's Camden Bay area, and one will drill three wells per year in the Chukchi. The drilling plan is for 2012 and 13. Slaby says there are estimates as high as 25 to 27 billion barrels of oil and 127 trillion cubic feet of gas in offshore Arctic waters. Slaby says the prospects are why Shell has continued to pursue permitting.
We're optimistic that 2012 is going to work, and then, you know, we look for each year after that. It's something that we really can't say right now that, you know, if 2012 wouldn't work, this would be it. I think clearly we have to go back and continue the dialogue with both the regulators and the government about this as an opportunity, and that's what this is.
Conservation groups have been critical of offshore plans in the Arctic, citing severe weather and a lack of proper emergency oil spill cleanup equipment in such remote locations.